Good morning. This is Matt at the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of August 29th. Steve Suman prepared this report. The forecast for this week shows a mild and sunny outlook with a warming trend and chances of rain Friday. Then it's back to sunshine and blue skies heading into Labor Day weekend. So let's enjoy a fun and safe one. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. invites the public to attend its club meeting Tuesday, September 6th at Flat Creek Lodge in Hayward. Admission's free. The general business meeting begins at 7 p.m. If you're interested in becoming a new Muskies, Inc. member, you can purchase a half-price membership at this meeting. For more information, contact Mike Person at 715-634-4543. The Excellent Rod and Gun Club is hosting the 30th Annual Excellent Trout Festival, September 2nd through the 4th. This event includes fishing contests, sports tournaments, live music, a medallion hunt, which is already in progress, a queen coronation, parade, food, beverages, pancake breakfast, rummage sales, craft sales, youth games, giveaways, and more. For more information on the event, go to Facebook and search for Excellent Trout Fest. Let's get to the fishing report. The fishing is good to very good for some species. Others require a little extra time and effort. Check with your favorite bait shop for the most active species, their locations, and best baits. Okay, muskie action is slower. Look for muskies in shallow, thick weeds that are adjacent to or in deep water. Suckers, small traditional color bucktails, jerkbait gliders, creepers, and topwaters are now all tempting muskies. Don't forget to do a few figure eights when you get that lure back to boat side. Fish follow that lure back more often than you know. Walleye fishing is fair to good, with fish holding mostly in deep water, except when they're feeding shallow during low light and dark hours. During the day, concentrate on deep weed beds, brush, basins, and break line edges. The most successful baits include crawlers, fatheads, minnows, plastics, beetle spins, and slow-trolled crawler harnesses, crankbaits, Lindy rigs, and stick baits. Northern pike action is good to very good in 3 to 20 feet of depth. Fish are in or on weeds and weed edges, points, flats, and wherever you find baitfish and bluegill concentrations. Your baits of choice include sucker minnows, fatheads, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, stickbaits, crankbaits, and bucktails. Go bigger and fish deeper for trophy pike. Largemouth bass fishing is very good to excellent right now in shallow to mid-depth thick weeds, wood, lily pads, slop, brush, cribs, docks, and other structure. Crawlers, spinners, spinnerbaits, swim jigs, plastics in various riggings, and topwaters all do the trick. Smallmouth bass fishing is consistent. Fish are on deep rock points and other structure, though depths range from 8 to 28 feet depending on the lake. The most productive baits include live bait, plastics in assorted configurations, Ned rigs, drop shot rigs, crankbaits, and topwaters. Crappie fishing has slowed somewhat, but anglers are still catching them. Look for crappies in or on deep weed structure, bars, bogs, brush, and suspending over deep water. Best offerings include crappie minnows, fatheads, and plastics on jigs or plain hooks fished under bobbers, and small crankbaits and beetle spins. Bluegill and perch fishing is good to very good from shallow to mid-depths around docks and weed beds and deeper weed lines. Use waxies, worms, crawler chunks, plastics, and gulp baits on small plain or dressed jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks under bobbers. Great, let's look at a few upcoming events. September 1st, early teal, early goose, and morning dove seasons all open. September 1st is also the application deadline for Hunters with Disabilities Gun Deer Hunt. September 2nd through the 4th, Excellent Trout Festival. For more details, call 715-943-2242. Or, as I said earlier, go on Facebook and look up Excellent Trout Festival. Labor Day coming up on the 5th. September 7th, bear season opens. September 3rd is the opener for hook and line lake sturgeon season. September 8th through the 10th is the 23rd annual Lake Chippewa Flowage Muskie Hunt. To find out more, call 715-462-3874. Early teal season is going to close right away on September 9th. Early goose season closes September 15th. Regular goose season opens the next day, September 16th. September 17th is the opener for deer, archery, and crossbow, rough grouse, zone A, turkey, crow, cottontail in the northern zone, and squirrel. September 17th is the date for the 39th annual Shawamigan Mountain Bike Festival. To find out more, call 612-518-8234. September 17th and 18th is the DNR's Youth Waterfowl Hunt. To find out more, search for Youth Waterfowl Hunt on the DNR's website. September 24th is the opener for woodcock season and duck in the northern zone. And September 24th is also the date for Hayward's Big Fall Festival. To find out more, call 715-634-8662. That is the number for the Chamber of Commerce. You can call us at that number down at the office, or you can call the Hayward Lakes line at 715-634-4801, or just go online to haywardlakes.com and check out the calendar of events for yourself. Well, it looks like a great late summer week. Let's get outside and enjoy the great outdoors.